And they're still putting more chairs out.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. My name is Bob McGinnis, and I'm the chair of the Board of Directors of the Blue Lake Springs, your water company. We're here because a year ago, we said we would be. I don't know how many of you were here a year ago, but we said we'd come back within a year. Here it is. And talk about how the project is coming along, bring the subject matter experts in, and answer any questions you might have. I learned years ago that there are no dumb questions. People, yes, questions.
Oh, good one.
And I don't want you leaving here because you had some question that didn't get asked, or for whatever reason you didn't want to stand up in front of people and ask that. I will stick around after the meeting if there's some question you have that you didn't want to ask in front of others. I can understand that. I've got a couple of housekeeping things, if you would allow me. First of all, to again thank you for conservation. It's important. Water is hard to come by, and it's hard to manufacture, as you know. It's a precious commodity. I'm really pleased that you're treating it that way. And thank you for your patience. A couple times in the last few years, I've asked you to be patient with us, and you are. Last year, I asked you if you had a question to call the water company, and you have. And I thank you for that. I'm sorry about next door, but they just don't come up with the good answers. If we don't have your email address, we would like that. And the why is so we can talk to you. We can communicate with you. There's a lot going on. I'll introduce very quickly a few people that are here. It's our staff and our members of the board. And we're going to start over here. I can never get the your right and my left and your left and my right correct, so I'm just going to do with some names. Jeff Jones, who just happens to be taking his jacket off, Paul Penny, Jay Bredhauer, Lee Bateman. This is Lee Bateman's last meeting. He's been with us for a few years, and I want to publicly thank him for all the time and effort he's put into it. And I wish you guys peace. He quit over our pay issue. I couldn't. We don't get paid. I couldn't help that.
Too high a tax bracket.
Yeah. Sharon Tobias. Sharon Tobias has been incredibly active. She's an engineer, incredibly active in this project. And Andy Rich. Dave Hicks. He's the general manager of the water company. John Pedry is from MC Engineering. We've worked a lot with his company over the last 5 years, and he's deep into doing projects with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who we are working with. Jeff Graham. Jeff is a senior superintendent. Did I get that right?
Senior project manager.
Senior project manager. You know, when you say senior anything, it purports something else.
Well, it means that, too.
He's with Mazingo, and Mazingo... The folks you're seeing in the neighborhood, they're doing the contractual work. Michael Minkler is our attorney. Lee Schmies is our office manager. Got to work on that. Yeah, you need a bigger glove. And Carissa Schott. Carissa's the one that answers the phone you call, and how come there are blue pipes laying out here on the ground? Where'd all that gravel come from? Bear with us. It's all going to be put to good use. To give you an update, there are five areas we want to cover. The status of the project. I want you to meet the contractor. If you have any questions specific to their role and the work they're going to be done and how it's to perform. We're going to talk a little bit about the change in our billing format. And I want to ask you a question. A lot of us pay our bills by credit card. For example, if you buy gas on a credit card, you get a billing at the end of the month, and it's automatically paid by some form of compensation you have set up. Just by a show of hands, how many of you would be interested, when we go to a bi-monthly payment plan, of paying your water bill on a credit card? Well, a little higher so I can see the hands. They look like faces. Okay, and how about another form of electronic transfer, like out of a savings account? Okay, thank you very much. And we'll be talking a little bit about that. Nothing's going to change within the next few months. We're planning on a new billing format, and it won't go in for another year or so. Keep in mind, this project is due to conclude in 2020. And that seems like a long way away. It's 13 months away, plus a couple weeks. 13 months is not very long. We're also going to be talking about what to do after the lateral. The lateral is a term that's used in the water business that talks about the pipe that comes from the utility right-of-way that you don't see. Those are the blue pipes. Carries the water to your neighborhood, comes up onto your property, goes into the meter box where the new meter will go. And then what?
You pay.
Who? Well, that's true.
Money.
You know, who puts it to my house? Well, you do. And that is not something new. It's not a departure. It's something the water companies do as a matter of business. How about, will my water be turned off? We get a lot. That's the most popular question we get. No. We don't want to shut off your water. If you're having a new lateral installed, in which you're moving your service in your rear yard to the front, when the lateral is attached to your house, we will come by, inspect it, cut off the back out the water out of the back, and charge up the front. There'll be no disruption in water service. And finally, second most popular question is, do you know any plumbers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. I was talking to a gentleman last night, and I can't see if he's in the audience or not. Oh, hi, Gene, right? Thanks for coming. Brought the family. Talked to him last night, it was delightful, but his dinner got cold. He said, do you mind if I get my own plumber? And I said, well, of course not. So long as you know who the person is and he's licensed and bonded. Well, his son is the plumber. So that's acceptable. If you don't have an idea for a plumber, let us know. We'll give you a list. We don't endorse any of them. We're just presenting a list of plumbers in the Arnold area that know the work that has to be done, that are licensed and bonded. We will inspect their work. We have our own inspector on the contract, and of course the county inspects as well. So with that, let's get into the project and why we're here. Please save your questions, if you would, as best as you can to the end. So on the status of the project, let me introduce Dave Hicks.
Okay, another year's gone by. We're back here again. But a lot of work has been done in that year, and now the project started. There's backhoes are digging and loaders are moving gravel, and it's kind of exciting now. It's finally come to that stage where we're starting the work. But a lot of work has been done to get to this point. Surveying and plan revision. We had to revise plans 50%. Up to 90% and then 100%. So all those plans had to be looked over by our staff and presented by John over there. He drew up the plans. We went over them and over them many, many times and revised them till we thought they were about as good as they can get. It took quite a while. New water services were marked by walking John's Pedridge staff, walked and checked every single new service box, and then we put pictures out and tried to contact everyone to see if that was going to work for them. Contacted everybody we could on that one. Meetings, we went through a lot of meetings. Then all working with USDA, by the way, on all this. We had to have a bidding process. And through that process, we awarded the job to Mazingo Construction. Then we had more meetings. Had to issue a notice to proceed. And it was issued on September 4th. Submittals had to be turned in and reviewed by John Pedry and the rest of the staff, too. Material had to be purchased and brought to the site, along with construction equipment. Finally, the work has started. Main water line has been installed on Linda Drive across Moran Road onto Russell Drive and David Lee Road. Also, hydrants are being installed up there too. We work with CCWD up on Russell Drive to install some hydrants up there. So they're already going in. The work will continue down Moran Road in the coming weeks. We have a color-coded map that shows the areas where work will be done and a schedule which shows when it'll be done. Please check them out when you can. Our first area is called the main zone. When completed and pressure tested and sanitized, letters will go out to notify those affected to connect to their new service box. You will then have 6 months to make this connection. The old lines, as Bob said, the old lines will remain pressurized until everyone is connected to the new system. New maps will be developed, and our long-range planning committee is also working on an asset management plan to maintain our system in the years to come. Now I'd like to, with a little more detail on the progress, I'd like to present Jeff Graham from Mazingo. Thanks.
Thank you, Dave. So I'm Jeff Graham, Senior Project Manager for Mazingo Construction. Those of you who aren't familiar with our firm, we've been in business for over 25 years, originally based out of Sonora. We're now out of Oakdale. Underground pipeline is pretty much about 85 to 90% of what we do. We also do sewer treatment plant, water treatment plant work as well. We were very excited to get this project. A lot of our employees live in this area. In fact, our site superintendent is just a few miles down the road, so it makes it very convenient. So this was a very sought-after project by Mazingo as well as our employees. So we want to do a great job for everybody. We ask that you have a little patience, obviously, with something like this to do this much infrastructure work. It takes a lot. So finding areas, there aren't that many open areas, so finding areas for us to bring all of our material and equipment in each day, we almost have to reinvent the wheel almost every single day to put the pipeline down the road. So just bear with us. We're going to try to be as clean as we can, as neat as we can, but sometimes that's a challenge. So just bear with us on that. We're going to get through this. It's about a year-long project. We're starting in the upper right-hand corner, as you see there, and working our way through those streets, and we'll work our way down through the yellow all the way down to the end, and then come back up to the lower right section and work our way down. That's the way the sequence was set up in the specification, so that's why we're following that. So if you guys have any questions for us later, you know, feel free to hit me up, and I'll try to answer them as best I can. Thank you.
Okay, John, you're next.
It's my third time here. My name is John Pedry. I'm the project engineer with MC Engineering out of Folsom, California. I just want to say that I'm very fortunate to be on this project, not only to have a good contractor, but has a lot of local influence, not just influence, but oversight on other projects. I'm also very fortunate to be with a real good staff here at Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company. A lot of times when you design a project, it can be quite difficult if you don't have good information. Having staff that don't want to really work with you can be quite difficult. This staff has been nothing but exemplary. Dave, in particular, has really helped out supplying us with information, going out in the field with me at different times, handling issues that may come in terms of customer issues. Also, the staff, Lee and others, have been great to work with. I've been kind of part of their team, working out of their office quite a number of days. And also Billy, I don't know if Billy's here, who's the chief operations manager.
He's the head of our field crew.
And he handles all the field crew, runs the water plant, the wells. Billy's been an excellent source of information. So in terms of us locating water meters, old water lines, trying to handle conflicts, we've had just some great input from the local staff. So it made the project a lot easier, I can tell you that. There is approximately 62,000 feet of pipeline, roughly over 10 miles. It'll be installed. There'll be over 1,000 new water meters. I think the big number you want to hear is over 100 new hydrants, fire hydrants. There'll be blow-off valves, air relief valves. We have a new pump station that we're going to be building that connects two of the zones that interties Calaveras County water system with their system. We have 15 pressure-reducing valve stations, which regulate the pressure throughout the system because of your elevation, so we don't blow out services. And a lot of other appurtenances to go with that. The project has been designed to try to stay out of the roadway as much as possible. We're trying to stay in the shoulder as best we can. Some cases we'll have to go out into the roadway. We're working with Mazingo on that, and they've been real good to work with. We have other conflicts that we're dealing with. A lot of the culverts that were installed by the county, some are shallow, some are deep, but they are in the way in some locations. We have to go under them. So we have to work with the county very closely. We have a real good relationship, thanks to Dave, with Calaveras County Department of Public Works. And they'll be out pretty much 1 or 2 days a week inspecting, kind of doing an overview of the work that's being done. So with that, I'll be happy to answer questions at the end of the meeting.
A couple of questions that came up in the last week or so. One had to do with if the contractor cuts across my driveway and has to dig a trench, is he going to come back and fill it in? The answer is yes. And then you look at the work that he's done, you think, golly, they didn't do much of a job on it. Well, what they're doing is they're waiting until a number of driveways are abridged like that. They put a temporary covering across, and then later on they'll bring in a truckload of hot mix, blacktop, rollers, and make it look like new. I talked a little bit about the lateral. Responsibility, and the question always has come up because a year ago I stood in front of you and I said, you know, I think the water company should assume some responsibility if we are requiring you to move your line from the back of the property into the front of your property. And I still stand with that. That's the good news. The bad news is we're not going to pay anybody anything until the project's over, and I think you can understand why. We're not going to abandon you. When the project's over with, we're not going to celebrate and go away. The project, if all works well, everything will be done early, mid to 2020, which again is not that far away. All the meters will be installed. We'll be encouraging homeowners to get the hookup from the meter to their house done within a few months. And once all that's done, will we revisit our reserves? And if our reserves are strong enough to help pay for the expenses that you've incurred because we've required you to move your line, we will address it then. I don't have numbers now. I don't know what it's going to cost. It's about $15 a trench foot. That part I know. But it is still in front of us, and that issue is, from where I sit, I will assure you, is not going to go away. We're working very hard on a billing format, and depending from where you are in the world, you've paid water bills before. What's unique about here is you pay it once a year. Now, most places you don't do that. And you don't pay on consumption. You just pay. And the knock is, well, you know, I'm a part-timer and the full-timers, and they're using more water than I do. True. Well, the part-timers then are subventing the full-timers. In that sense, true. Our system of close to 2,800 hookups is only 12 to 15% full-time. So when you think about that, no matter what kind of billing system you have, 85% will support the 15%. Well, the coming of ages will be in 2020 that part of your bill will be based on consumption. And if you're full-time, you're going to be using more water than the part-timer. And what does that translate to? You'll be paying more. You may not be paying more than you're paying now. But the playing field will be leveled. More level. In the sense that you pay for what you use. It's like any other product. So let me stop talking because we're here to hear what's on your mind. So this is your prime opportunity. Stand in front of your neighbors and ask a question. Yes, sir.
This is a question because I don't understand how these things are done. My cabin is about 100 yards down the road here on Blue Lake Springs on the upside. So the culvert that runs down in front of us on the road has about a 5 to 8 foot rise before the lawn would start, you would say. Where's the meter going to go?
Okay, that's a fair question. And I haven't the faintest idea. However, we have experts here on pipes and laterals and movements. Would like that one. John?
Oh, sure. John will take it.
Could you use a microphone?
Best thing to do is for me to meet with you probably after the meeting to kind of look at the location. Our guys went out in the field, like we mentioned, and located every new meter box. And they tried to take into account culverts, driveways. We tried to do the best we can to match up where the existing meter is. And in some cases, the meter was in the back. We tried to locate it, you know, kind of selectively in terms of where it needed to be to avoid, like I say, impacts to other appurtenances, and even trees, for that matter. But I think the best thing for me to do is meet with you and just kind of look at the map at the end. That's okay. Okay.
We don't do any trees. That's the other guy.
Yeah.
By the way. Yes, ma'am.
The question I have on the billing, generally with water companies, they have a base fee that they charge, and then the rest is on consumption. Would yours be the same way?
Yeah, the question is, generally with water companies, there's a base fee that one pays, and then there's a consumptive rate. That's very true. In fact, the research that I've done and others have done, at this point, I haven't found anyone that doesn't do it any other way. Now, the trick is to develop the proper base rate that everyone would pay, and in essence, the base rate in any structure pays for the operation of the company. And the consumptive rate, based on a tiered system that's fair, and we've been working hard on what does that mean, brings in monies that will be needed to support other services the company provides. Now there's some action that's coming out of the state legislature that in essence, and I hope I get this right, and Mr. Minkler will correct me if I don't, but it will mandate a consumptive rate per person per household. Right now we allow 700 cubic feet for 2 months, and you all remember when you did your math that a cubic foot is about 7.5 gallons. So when you divide that by 60, gets to about 58 gallons a day per household. Now, that's not a lot, but the state is looking at 55 gallons per day. By the time we present to all of you, and we will, what the new rate structure is going to be and how it's going to be put together, you'll have a chance to look at all this. Keep in mind, we're all consumers of water in the water company, and we want to ensure that conservation still flows, no pun, still works, and have a fair consumptive rate that we consider appropriate. About 4% of the homeowners that are customers of ours don't care what the consumptive rates are. They've said, and they've told us, well, no matter what it costs, we'll pay. Okay. But when the meter system goes in, it's going to be somewhat of a awakening. Other questions? Yes, sir.
So last meeting, you had indicated regarding the connection point from where the meter is going to be to the house that it sounded like that was definitely going to be taken care of financial-wise by, you know, the water company or whatever. Now I'm hearing it's whatever's left over, but then also it comes up, is that going to be first come, first serve, lottery, a certain allotment? Do you have any idea yet on how that's going to be, that reimbursement? Well,
God, I hope it's nothing like that. No, I don't want to, you know, no lotteries. I'm going to be very clear that last year I said I feel somewhat compelled to, or I feel responsible that I'm going to compel you to move your line and you're going to have to pay for that, which you do, then there should be some compensation.
Correct.
Okay. What I was careful not to say was when. And we don't want to do anything. We're not going to do anything, I can tell you, until the project's over with. Because what we're doing is we're building our reserves along the way. And I don't have the number in my head right now, but it's close to $900,000 if we compensated everyone at the full cost. And that's our best guess. So that may change. That may change between now and when the time comes to offer repayment. My focus is to, and I'm a vote, my focus is, and I know others feel that somewhat as I do, that we ought to compensate you. That's not really compensation. I mean, you're getting your own money back. We're not going to abandon that. We'll stay with it, and we won't get into lotteries and first. I've gotten letters already and calls from, I did mine 10 years ago, and you guys didn't give me anything. Well, that's true. We're not duty bound to give you anything. You know, this is just something we thought about, and it wasn't, and nobody thought about it then. You know, it has to do, is it the right thing to do if I tell you have to move a utility that you need to live on, and you're going to be putting out X number of dollars to do so? Should I stand up and pay for that? And I believe I should. Yes, sir. Now, I met you last night. Now, please don't complain about the cold dinner.
Well, that was my fault. Thank you for your time.
Sure.
I want to thank all of you for being open to these meetings, and I feel that you've been very transparent. Any of the questions that we've asked, we've got the answers to. And like you say, your pay scale is pretty paltry, and for you to give up your time and talents for this, I want to give you extend my thanks to you. As far as the question on rebating back some of the costs to to the to pay for the lateral. I've sat on other boards where the attention to reserves was not focused enough, and those organizations found themselves in very dire straits. And so I applaud your intention to keep the reserves healthy and then to rebate what portion you can. If it's all of it, great. If it's a third of whatever it ends up being, even though you've forced us to move our lines, having water is a pretty critical point for the value of our homes, and I think this project is a, something that helps us all long term.
Thank you. Way in the back. A little louder. Listen, I'm 76 years old. I can't hear that as well, so a little louder than that.
With regards to repaying, potentially, the cost for moving from the backyard to the front yard, will it be affected by whether you hire a contractor or not, or do the work yourself? And also, is it required by the county that the... You've mentioned hiring a plumber. If you do it yourself, are you still able to do that, or does it have to be a licensed plumber that is doing it?
No. You can do it yourself. We're going to ensure that it's done to code. If you hire a plumber, you want to get someone that's licensed. That's all we're stressing. There's a case, and I'll tell you why. There's a case that came before us that has to do with trees. I hired a tree trimmer, this person was telling us, to top my tree, and he did, and it dropped down and it broke my water line. Not PG&E, by the way. And I said, oh, you broke my water line. And the guy says, well, yeah, that's okay. The water company will fix it. And I thought, that was novel. And I said, the reason your contractor is licensed and bonded is to, for protection against matters like that. Well, he didn't have any insurance. Well, if you do hire a contractor, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, you want somebody that has insurance and is and property license. We haven't got into, well, what if I do it myself? Can you do it myself? Yes. And then how do we reimburse you if you're cost of materials? Right. And like me, you donate the labor. Yeah, we'll figure something out. Yes, sir.
How does this project?
Oh, wait a minute. I have an attorney here that wants to.
Oh, he's heard.
I do listen to him.
I left my gag at home. So just to clarify a little bit on the service lateral issue. Generally speaking, and in this case, the water company's obligation is to the meter. And from the meter to the house is the homeowner's responsibility. So our recommendation, when people ask the water company which plumber they should hire or whether they should do it themselves or not, our recommendation is always going to be you should hire a licensed, insured plumbing contractor to do the work. Unless you think you're qualified to do it yourself, that's your decision. But we're not going to come onto your property and inspect that work necessarily. That's the obligation of the homeowner to connect to the meter. Our obligation stops at the meter. If the board in the future decides to cover a portion of that cost, that's something that the board can do. And there's a lot of details, a lot of questions about how that would work and how it would be done in a way that's fair. And that's something that the board is going to have to address at a future date that the board hasn't made a decision on yet. So those are questions that we're still wrestling with. And but as far as the water company's obligation, it stops at the meter. So are there any other questions on that while I'm up here?
No.
Okay. Thank
you. Yes, sir.
Okay, my question is, how does this project correlate with what was done a couple years ago, moving my bots to the front of the lot?
The project originally was to happen in stages, all of it.
Yeah.
And about 5 years ago, Calaveras County Water District General Manager at the time appeared at one of our meetings and she said, we're no longer going to provide you with water. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Because you don't go to the next door neighbor and get it. So we stopped the construction projects and went out looking for water in the Arnold area to drill more wells, because we're at that time we felt we would need an additional well or two. 18 places were identified. We drilled in 10 or 12 of them, and I want to tell you in one word that the results were grim. Out of that we found two working spots. One is well number four, as we call it, is working now, provides us about a third of our water. The other two are on standby. So that stopped the projects of moving the backyard lines to the front.
Okay, so my box where it is now in the front of the lot is not going to change. You're not going to come and redo it.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm in the same spot you are.
Depends.
Not unless, and the people are here to ask that question of.
Yeah.
Not unless there's something that where we're twinning you up with your neighbor, or there's a better spot to put your box in, or there's some conflict with something that I don't know about. I think the important thing to remember out of all of this is there are going to be dozens and dozens of new fire hydrants. Why a system was built originally without fire hydrants or fighting fire apparatus like that is beyond me.
Been lucky.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and you know, luck just ran out for the people up north. Not to say that hydrants would make a change, but it sure makes a change if you don't have them. Yes, sir?
Now, am I correct in assuming that once all the laterals are in, like in my area, I'm on Russell, are we going to heat them up individually or wait for the entire project?
I know the answer, but I'm going to leave that to us. Hey, guys. The question is, when the laterals are in, do you heat them up or wait till they're all hooked up? Or could you ask that one again?
Well, I mean, it's by zone. Once we're taking each zone as a particular zone, and we will there has to be a cross connection. All the new pipes need a source of water. So when we get a zone completed, all the main lines in the streets, all the service laterals, all the fire hydrants.
Can you use the mic, please?
Let me get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk about the sequence.
Yeah, the way we laid this project out, just because we have an interconnection between tank number four and tank number six, which is on the southern side of the water company, we had to lay out specific zones. One zone had to be completed before you can get to the next zone. So what we're going to try to do is to get all the lines in, for example, in the upper right-hand corner, that we call that the upper main zone. We'll construct all the new mains. We'll still keep the old system active. We'll add services, activate those services, disinfect them, pressure test, and then we'll send notifications out to every property owner in that zone that it's time to start making your connection, and then we'll go through the system systematically.
When you send out notifications, will you send out a list of plumbers at that time?
We could.
Yes,
do you
have a letter?
We have lists of plumbers available. It's on our website, blsmwc.com. And in the office, and maybe we brought some today, I don't know, but
It's on
a website, yeah. And what we did is we went into the corporate area of Arnold and listed every plumber we could find that was licensed. And it's up to you if you want to choose one. Or again, you can hire.
I've got one other part of the
question. Sure.
There's two properties together. There's one right now. There's one box. With the disconnects. Is it going to continue once you put the 2 meters in? Are we're going to have our own individual box, or it's all going to be shared with the neighbors?
No. Each Each service will have its own meter.
Oh, but will it all be in one box,
though?
No.
No.
Separate boxes?
Yes. Separate traces? The boxes might be side by side, but they'll be close, yeah.
Yeah, right now, just my neighbor and myself, we got one box with both shutoffs.
Yes, I have the same thing, yes.
They will be slipped.
They will.
Okay.
Out of somebody else, yes, ma'am.
Oh, so that would be two separate trenches?
There would be which?
We share a box with our next door neighbor.
Yeah, there'll be 2 meters in the box.
We understand that. Can we do one trench, but two
lines
in the one trench?
Yes.
Okay.
Just so you know, we have over 450 double services, which means we have two boxes that's called a double service. It's up to each homeowner when we send a notice out to get together. It'd be nice if you could share in the same trench, either put a single pipe or probably dual pipes, 1-inch services, sharing the trench cost. And I would highly recommend you do that, get with your neighbor when that time comes. But yeah, we have quite a few double services.
I did have another question. It's really nice to take your word for it.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah. And if, you know, we're not in the wild west days where you had a handshake and made a deal. I personally, and I'm sure a lot of people in this room, would like this reimbursement package in writing somehow so that we know that this is what we're going to get and that this is what we can count on. Could that be of something that you...
Well, what it would take is the board would have to take formal action on it, yes.
And how does that happen?
Well, somebody like me brings it up and brings it to the board and asks that a reimbursement program be established. And...
We understand that there's going to be a reimbursement program. We understand all of that.
Sure.
But it's like, can we take your word for it? I mean, you're a trustworthy man, but it's like, I don't know anybody in this room, and I don't know how they do business, and I can trust somebody that's doing business with me, and I can end up getting the shaft. So, as a concerned homeowner, we've had this property since 1968, and I don't want to lose this property over something stupid. But, you know, as a homeowner, you have a contract, and you're told that you're going to have something done for you, and the contract should be a legal binding document stating that, you know, you are going to reimburse us, and these are our plans, so that everybody has it in writing as to what we're going to get ultimately at the end.
We can do that.
All right, thank you.
But to a point of clarity, there has been no promise made at this point
that
there's going to be a reimbursement. All you've said is, at the end of the project, if there's some money left, we will consider it at that point. Right now, what we've been told by the attorney is, from the meter to our house is our responsibility.
That's correct.
When it's all done, if there's some money, you'll notify us. But other than that, you should not walk out of this meeting thinking that there's a promise to be reimbursed.
Well, yeah. There are a couple of things to be concerned about. One is we don't know what the reimbursement is. We're not sure what it costs. It won't cost everyone the same. It's not like that. It's not like we're reimbursing for a meter. The meters all cost the same. There's just a feeling that, again, if we compel someone to do something, then we ought to provide some compensation. Now, if you'd like that in writing, I'd be happy to put it in.
Well, it's their money,
too. Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing, Sandy. I mean, the money belongs to you. It's your cash. It's ours. And if our projections come true, I'll go up and say that there should be near sufficient funds to take care of business. That's a little vague, but there's a whole project that lies before us. We're only 5 or 10% into it now. And we have money set aside for contingencies. It's something we haven't figured out yet. Well, we've already had to make some minor changes because the former maps we have of where the pipelines are don't jive with where we're digging. Question comes up, by the way, do we interact with other utility companies? I've seen that a lot on Nextdoor recently, and the answer is yes. You'll see our markings out on the roadway, and it's in blue water. And each utility has its own color code. whether it's red, yellow, blue, or some white. And there's a service that we subscribe to, and we report to the service that we're going to be on Moran Road next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during such times doing etc. So another utility company, before they come out into the neighborhood, they query this service to see who's going to be active and who's working. We've had no issues at all with PG&E. In fact, quite the opposite. We have a contact that we use with them, and they have more or less our schedule of everything that we're going to be doing and where we're going to be doing it. Not everybody in PG&E has that, but the local supervisor that we work with does. And we've always had good luck working with them. Other questions? Yes, sir.
Would you define fair with respect to tiered pricing, and how does that interact, if at all, with the state mandated maximum usage? In other words, what is the objective of the tiered pricing part of your?
Sure. The objective, and we're talking about the consumptive rate. And consumptive rates generally have a tier program. In fact, your electric rate does. It's in kilowatts, I think. I'm not an electric guy, but...
Are the tiers going to increase in price or decrease?
Yes. Probably increase. Increase because our cost of doing business increases. And most of the costs we pass on.
No, I understand fixed costs and
sure.
Costs and all that. But by having the tiered rate, in this case, your company or the Cool Lake Springs Water Company, what is the objective of each tier? Are you going to go up?
Well, let me answer. The objective of the tiers is to give us some sense of measurement of how much water you're using, and to strike a balance, a fair balance, as to what is an acceptable the lower tier. Right now, it's 700 cubic feet. It's in a 60-day period, and the appropriate question is, where'd that come from? I haven't the faintest idea. That works out to 58 gallons a day, and I don't know who devised that. Right now, we've been working for the last 3 years, and we're going to continue to do so, tracking water use by full-time residents who declared to us they want to be part of the survey, and part-time residents who also declared, and we track their water use. And to be honest, it's not much higher than that, meaning 58 gallons a day, for either category. But that's something we can continue to do. So we come up with a tier program that we can stand behind and justify, and you would say, yeah, that's fair. However, the more water you use, the higher the tier goes. And it's very similar to the use of electricity. Some water companies charge a stronger base fee and have no entry-level use fee. And we're looking at both those options. So I can assure you that however the tiers shake out, is going to be based on the experience of your use since 2016.
Do you know what the base price is going to be for the hookup?
No, I don't. Gee, I wish I did. But everyone's different. It's driven by the distance between the meter box and your dwelling. and flat ground and soft dirt is one thing. Going around trees or through gardens is something else.
No, I meant more so for just being part of the water. Not so much how much it's going to cost for you to get service to your house, but just like the base price of like we're getting water.
Oh, you mean what the two tiers? We're working on it.
Not so much the tiers, but just like.
No, I don't have a figure on it yet. You know, you guys are going to hang on the numbers if I give any number on it. I don't want to. I got your figure out. Oh, yeah.
I think that's what he's asking.
Yes, sir.
I'm not really sure. He can come up afterwards.
Yeah, I just wanted to check again about that base rate. If you literally don't use any water, I've had years where no one came up to the cabin, like zero water, will my bill go down from what it has been?
When we go to a system that has a base rate and a use rate, and there's no use, your bill won't go up.
But if I can be,
but you and I, if you and I,
but I haven't even used it, so will I pay just as much in the new system?
No. You pay by use. You and I come up here 10, 15 days a month, and you don't come up at all. We pay the same base rate.
I'm trying to relate that base rate to what I've been paying currently.
Well, I don't know what you're paying currently.
Go down substantially, but I don't know if that's the case. I'm not hearing that.
Well, we haven't said that. No, you're right. You know, it's not a number that we're quoting. Except that if you don't use any water, whatever you pay for that month would be lower than if you use the water.
I get that.
Now the question is, will that be higher than it is now?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. It might be.
It might be higher than what I'm paying now.
Well, it only because it doesn't go down. Are, you know, the cheapest part of this whole event is the water. The water is the cheapest thing. It's the process of preparing it and delivering it that's costly. And see me after the meeting and I'll find out what you're paying now. I'll have a better sense of, you know, if you don't have a metered system and you're paying $780 a year. Will you divide that by 12 for those who can do it? $62 a month or $65 a month.
But that's a zero consumption.
Correct. That's correct.
So we are going to be paying more.
Well, it's hard to say. You know,
the problem really is we don't know. We haven't been able to get the numbers.
We don't know yet. It can go. I wish I had a better answer for you. We just don't know yet.
Can you acknowledge the fact of if the base rate is sustained at a very high level for those of us who don't use anything, that again we are subsidizing?
No, the base rate is going to be the same for everybody. It's not going to be higher.
That doesn't address my point.
Wait a second. No, it's important. It's important that I get your point. Say it again.
Base rate is set high relative to what I'm currently paying. If I'm paying just as much as I'm paying now, and that becomes a baseline, and then for anybody who uses water, they pay on top of that. It seems like, again, those that don't use any water are paying an inordinate percentage of.
If you have, you know, when you have a system as we do that has 85% non-regular use, I think it's safe to say that some of those 85 are supporting the 15, yes. But the base rate will be the same for all of us. And the only increase would be the actual consumption of water. So people consuming water will pay more than you will. It's similar to, I'll get to you in a second. It's similar to your PG&E bill. There's a flat rate you pay every month, whether you have the lights on or not.
No, I don't.
You know, it's I think what you're really asking is, that, will that base rate go down?
If I throw a number at it, say it's $700 a month for the new base rate.
Oh no.
It's $800, not a month, a year, and it's $800 with water usage.
Yeah.
Then if I don't use any water at all, I'm paying 7/8 as much as somebody who's using water.
Yes.
It would depend how much water they use. No, you're right.
I think his point is that he's wondering if the base rate is going to be that high.
It's a real bias if that base is set very high.
I'm not saying it's going to be set high.
Well, no.
You know, we haven't said it yet. Now, high to me would be if it exceeds what you're paying now. I mean, it's high enough as it is now.
Do we know if this rate that we're paying...
One second. I can't hear you.
I was hoping I'd see it go down.
I'll tell you, if there's a way to make that happen, we will. We're all... You know, we're all customers, including the members of the board of directors. You know, there have been times when today we argued about the rate increase for next year and trying to keep it at a minimum, knowing that things are going to cost us more next year. So the rate's going to go up 3%. Now, could we reduce that? There were a couple of years when there were no rate increases. 0, 0. And then the year following was 10%. There's no savings there. And I think your point is well taken. You know, I think in the perfect world, we establish a base rate. Hopefully, it'd be less than what you're paying now. But I don't know yet.
Can I ask a question?
Well, one second. I still love you, but there's a guy way back here.
I had a question. It's not about money or anything like that.
Oh, that's nice.
I just had a question about pressure.
About what?
Pressure.
Let me get the pressure committee here.
We have an issue if somebody's taking two showers at one time. The shower's just pressure.
We have a guy here who's an expert on pressures.
Could you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
I was just saying that I was just curious if, when it's all said and done and we're all finished with this, if we're going to have better pressure than we have today.
You should get better pressure. Depends on where you're located, though. Because what happens is the water comes down from the tank by gravity, and then the lower you are in the subdivision, the higher pressure that is available to you. If you're up, and then you go up a hill, then the pressure could drop. So the people closest to the tank have a lower pressure available to them than people that are farther away in the elevation. So it just depends on where you are. If you want to come up after, we could clarify it better for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'd like to also say on that, it relates to the relationship to pressure. Part of the losses in pressure can be as a result of the length of the pipe. And as water flows through a pipe, the more water you pull through that pipe, the more friction loss, the more the pressure drops at the upper end. So if you have a long service line, and you're running showers and dishwashers, and you're running 15, 20 gallons a minute, which can happen if they have sprinklers included, then your pressure really starts to drop off. So in some cases, if you're reconnecting and you're one of those that live up fairly high, I would recommend you put an inch and a quarter line in to try to offset some of those pressure losses in the pipe. And so maybe the best thing to do is for you to meet with me after, and we'll talk about it.
Thank you.
Just in relationship to the question prior to that fellow, how is the rate that we pay now considered? Is there a usage amount considered in that total amount? Because that would offset what
if you're on a meter. Yes, if you're on a meter now, you're billed according to your water use and a meter fee.
Okay.
If you're on a meter and he isn't, mm-hmm. he
well,
pays
see, I don't think
he
I
pays
am.
Well.
So I get
I am.
The yearly.
I bought a meter. I bought a meter, put it in, and I pay less than you do because you don't have one.
Because you can be tracked. And I
they're
can't
keeping yeah it. Right, and you're using all the water you want.
Right, and so is my amount that was it determined that it would be a set rate plus we're going to add so much because we can't you know for usage.
Yes.
Yes.
So that might then answer the question is then that
could,
might
it could go down. Yes.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. There's if it can go up and go it can go down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there a mortgage that we're paying that's going to be paying on this in the future that we're not paying now? And if we're going to be paying a mortgage in the future, doesn't our base have to go up to cover that?
Oh, you're paying it now.
We're currently paying a mortgage.
The mortgage on the loan?
On the project, the loan.
Yeah. No, that'll come in later.
Yeah. But when that does, that's going to raise the base rate.
It can.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, shouldn't the base rate be based more on the total water consumption and then spread out locally and then to everybody? And those of us with multiple lots are paying a lot of money for our extra lot because we can't get a drop of water out of it.
Yes.
So and? What mm-hmm. if... Why are we paying so much for our empty lot, for one thing? And secondly, as a part-timer for now, we pay a substantial amount, but we're part of the 85%.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just think that the base rate shouldn't be more, it should be less, and the consumption rate should be greater, should pick up the rest. I think that the consumption of the water, it sounds to me like the board has decided and in the past has figured out what it costs to run the water company,
mm-hmm.
okay, and times however many shareholders we had, that's how they divided it up and figured out that's what our base rate was. And when you needed water, those of you that had water, how much water you paid, that was extra.
Yes.
And but I don't think you're doing it that way.
We are.
It seems like therefore those of us that aren't using as much water are really subsidizing the rest of the people.
Well,
because
again,
we're paying for the company. We're paying 85% of what the company takes to run instead of.
Yes.
And the other people only paying 15%, and they're using all the water.
No. They use more water than they could use more water than the 85%. That's true. There are some things we don't have any control over. One is how many people will be here full time, or how often part timers come up here. All we can do is prepare for the water demand, which we've done. And are continue to do. It would be hard for me to argue with you, which I won't, that the 85% or the 85% is not supporting the 15 because it is. It's and I don't want to play it off as the nature of the beast, but it is. And that's not a choice of the water company. We don't, and you're not saying this. We don't set any kind of standard who lives here as far as numbers are concerned. What we are, and we do, we struggle, and that's a term I will use, to come up with a fair and equitable system. And to pattern the system off of other water companies that have learned similar experiences. Mm-hmm. And what we're looking at now is a two-tiered, a twin system, where everybody pays a base rate, whatever that number is going to be, and charge people for consumption. which we do now on houses that are metered.
Do they pay the same base rate as everybody else?
Everybody pays, everybody pays the same base rate. It's like a membership fee, and then there's a piece that's tacked on if you don't have a meter. If you do have a meter, you pay less than a non-metered home today. There are five or six different levels that where people pay for water. There used to be like 12 or 13. And all of that will go away when we meter the system. And you're probably tired of me hearing that, not you, but once everyone's on a meter, the playing field becomes level. And we can argue about the height of the field.
Well, also, what kind of compensation what kind of consideration is there going to be for people who have multiple lots that are on their extra lot? They're not getting a drop of water.
No, but you, when you purchase a property, you agree to do that. And I will be, I'm sympathetic to that because talking to people that said, I don't recall anybody telling me I had to pay for multiple lots and so forth, and I'm starting to wonder, all of that should be disclosed during the real estate transaction.
Lots of things aren't.
Well, yeah, when you get a stack of papers, 164 pages long, including the floodplain declaration when we live at 4,500 feet. I have a personal opinion. I'll keep it out of the mix today. I question the doctrine of charging people because they have an empty lot. I truly do.
I mean, I get that we have, in the deed, we belong to the Mutual Water Company because we own property.
Sure do.
Okay, and we have a share. It's not worth anything to
me. You have three of them. Well, you have one share for a lot.
Okay, I have one lot. Two lots.
Then you have two shares.
Two shares. Two shares.
So you get two votes.
You get two votes.
So make them count.
It makes me special.
Yeah.
But
my wife would be thrilled if you voted me.
Not going to happen. But I think that in my viewpoint, what I'm trying to say is the base rate is set too high that it really over it pushes the playing field over towards the people that live here full time to their advantage more so than equal.
Well, again, all I can say is that we're striving to come up with a program where it's fair.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Excuse me for continuing to interrupt, but my feeling is that the water consumption rate
make a comment?
Should be figured into some of the cost of operating the company rather than just the pure cost of the company and the water on top of it.
Okay. Michael.
This isn't a legal point, but is this working?
Yes.
I think there's a little bit of a different way that us water managers view this particular issue. I understand where it's coming from, but from a water agency's perspective, the value that we provide is that when you go to turn your tap, clean water comes out. And the quantity of that water is actually pretty insignificant to us. The cost of the water is very low. The cost of the service to deliver that water and to treat that water is really where, you know, the vast majority of our expense comes in. So whether you choose to only take, you know, one day's worth of water out of the tap or you live here full time, the cost of providing that service to you from our perspective is roughly the same. There is some incremental cost in pumping the water out of the ground, treating it, and delivering it, and that's really what the tiered rate structure should get to, is incentivizing people to conserve water because there is an additional cost to the additional, you know, to a lot of consumption. But it's pretty minimal in the grand scheme of the service that we provide as a water agency. It's the same service
to a house that nobody visits for a whole year as it is to somebody that lives here full time.
Thank you. And we're getting hydrants.
Louder.
Oh.
Go ahead.
And we're getting fire hydrants.
Yeah, we're getting fire hydrants. Yes, ma'am. Can you stand, please? Thank you.
What size pipe is being ran to the meter? Because you said that you could run an inch and a quarter to the house. So I just want to know what the hookup is. And do we need a pressure valve at the house so that we don't blow things out?
Everybody hear the question?
No.
Okay. The question is, are we going to give you a pressure release valve? That goes between the meter and the home. It regulates the pressure of the water going into your house. And the answer is...
Dave,
go ahead.
Oh. Okay. Normally... Normally, it would be a one-inch service line to your house. Like John said, there's some cases if you're way up a hill, you have lower pressure. It might be smart to put in an inch and a quarter.
How much is
line.
It in the street? How much is it to the meter?
That's 1 inch.
Oh, that's a 1 inch. To the service box.
Right,
1 inch.
Pressure relief valve. We're gonna.
The pressure. On all the new services boxes that we're putting in, we're going to give you guys a regulator. We're going to hand it over to your contractor. That'd be the best way to do it. So that we will ensure that you have a regulator. Some of you people have one already on your house. But on every box in the system now, there's a regulator on our box. And when we come in and put new boxes in, we're not going to replace that. So all these regulators that are in our boxes are going to be taken out, and we're going to be providing regulators to the homeowners so that they can have them put in by the contractor when they hook up to the new water box.
Okay. Somebody over here. Yes, sir.
I have a construction question. So you're going to be running a parallel system and putting a new meter as close as possible to the old meter. Correct?
Yes.
It depends.
But as close as possible.
Close as possible.
Yeah.
So when we make the switch from the old meter to the new meter, we're basically just swinging our water main, you know, from the old meter to the new meter. And does that need to be inspected? Do we need to leave it uncovered till somebody sees it? Are there any permits that need to be applied for?
No permits. No permits need to be applied for. We will, if you have a license. Is it working? If you have a licensed contractor, do it. We're not going to come out there and look, like Michael said, we're not going to come out there and look at every part of it from the house to the box. Now, we may look at where the final little connection is to the box. We may have you guys leave it uncovered so we could see what kind of pipe you have in there, you know, because we prefer PVC pipe, 1-inch schedule 40. You can use different material. You can use copper if you want, but copper is not probably the best thing to do. We're not going to go out there and inspect the whole thing. There, John's got
something. And just so you know, some property owners have their meter existing in the front of a lot already. So that connection is going to be fairly simple to reconnect the old meter to the new meter. As we install these new meters, we have to take in consideration the old meter box. So we got to fit it in. So there's going to be some work on the contractor's part to make sure that happens without interrupting your service. Once we put that new meter box in, it's a matter of you going anywhere from 5, 10, 15 feet to make that reconnect. On the other hand, there's some of you that have your meter in the back of the lot. Those are the ones that are going to have to reconnect at the house and bring that new service line down to the front. And so there's different cases. We also have retrofit meters, which maybe we shouldn't get into, but we have over 560 meters boxes we're replacing in areas that already have meters. And that's going to be something that's going to be 100% complete by the contractor. We'll put the new box in, the new meter, and so we'll handle that part of it independently of the new construction areas.
So. Yes, sir.
Are they going to put any locating wires in, or is there any requirement for homeowners to put any locating wires in?
Homeowners. There really isn't, but I would recommend if you put a service in, especially some of those long lots, I highly recommend you put locating wire in. And even that, they even have a tape that's called Terra tape. It's a locating tape. You maybe want to put that on top of your service. That way, maybe not you, someone 20 years from now is not going to know where that line is. He has to repair it. And having a locating wire is really a smart thing to do.
Would you explain what that is?
Yeah, locating wire is a piece of wire, 10 gauge, 12 gauge, 16 gauge that you connect at the house and run all the way down to the point of connection. Someone can connect to it with a metal locator and then follow that metal line that's been buried all the way down to the meter box. So it's a great way of locating services. We have locating wire on all our new pipes we're putting in. And we also have what we call the Terra tape, the locating tape. In case you're digging, you'll hit that tape, and then you'll know the water lines below that tape. So that's just good precautionary construction.
One other comment. I've been I'm retired now, construction for 50 years, and I never worked a job that didn't have an overrun. So keep that in mind. You think you got the $900,000 now, you may not have the $900,000
now.
Like I got my wife on a budget.
Yeah.
She's not on a budget.
We have, this sounds presumptive, but we have plans for that.
No.
Sort of. Yes, sir. What do you mean?
I have a couple questions. One of them is, once the meters are installed and we get the letter saying it's time to hook up, how long does the homeowner have to hook up? Oh, 6 months, sorry. Second question is, for those that have, you know, the new meters going right next to the existing box, can we tie into the old infrastructure, or do we have to trench all the way to the house again?
No, you can use your old service line that you have. If your new box is right next to the old one, you can just go across to the new one. But you have to remember that if you have an old service line in there, it's not going to be the same as a new one. I mean, if some of these lines in here, old lines or old black tubing, and if you're getting a lot of service line leaks, then you might want to think about changing it. But that's separate. I mean, you can hook your old to the new.
Yes, sir.
Did I understand a second ago you were talking about kind of different pipes you can use from the meter to the house? And, right. And I'm always old school or whatever. I always thought it was a copper and that's it. Did you indicate that PVC may be acceptable nowadays to do that?
Or polyethylene.
Yeah, Schedule 40 PVC, polyethylene pipe. You can use PEX. It's called PEX pipe.
Right, okay.
You can use that. It's a little easier to use, but PVC has always been good.
Okay.
Schedule 40 has always been good for us.
All right, and no inspections are required, no permits, the gentleman asking.
No.
We're doing it ourselves, or contractor, you'll hand over the pressure regulator?
Yes.
And no backflow preventer or anything, or is that part of that regulator?
We're going to have a check valve on the new construction. It's just a little check valve. It's the best. If you have a sprinkler system, then it's possible that, you know, that kind of sprinkler system, fire sprinkler system, then it's possible you need a check valve on that. So you have to get with us if you put one in for your house.
What's the material? What's the pipe that you're bringing to the meter? Is that
it's 1-inch polyethylene pipe.
Okay.
To the box, yes.
And then it'll be a metal valve or whatever that is, the meter itself.
There should be a copper, 1-inch copper.
Brass
coming out of the box
with
a cap on it, and that's what you'd be hooking up to.
Thank you.
Way in the back.
I'll get you. The water company's costs are considered fixed costs versus variable costs. What percentage of the water company's costs?
We're looking at that.
Fixed versus variable.
I need a little help on
fixed
that.
Fixed versus variable.
Cost.
What percentage?
It's not the question's bad. I just can't hear it.
So the water company has a total budget, right? But so much money is here, right? And some of that is fixed costs, infrastructure, whatever. Some of it's variable costs for providing water, cost of providing a service.
And what percentage the total budget is?
Fixed versus variable.
We don't. The LRPC is looking at that, but it's around 90.
Sharon
knows.
93%. Who's got it? About
93%.
93%
fixed.
Okay. Fixed costs about 93%.
93%. So getting back to this gentleman's question over here, basically no water consumption. In fact, his water bill can only go down about 7%.
Yeah. Not yet. Not until the.
I wouldn't count on it. I don't want to be snipping on it, but
they're still working on it.
You know, there are future costs we haven't factored in yet. Yeah.
It should go down.
It's very difficult to project now. Where we'll be 2 years from now when it comes to the new billing system. We know what the structure of this system's going to be. And we're going to build it in such a way that it's as fair as we can make it to cover our costs.
Right, but all those things, assuming no change in costs, this bill, and mine for that matter, would only go down about 7%. Assuming that your base rate is to cover fixed costs.
That's correct. That's provided the fixed costs don't increase.
Depends on how much water you
pump. Certainly. Over here.
Yeah, the discussion about those pressure regulators, it seems like Dave said several times that the regulator will be provided to the plumber. And as I see what's happening there, is that you want to get that pressure regulator at the house, not at the meter, because you've got some fluctuation. If the meter's below the house, then you're going to lose pressure as you come up just by gravity, and you want 65 pounds or so going in the house. If it's above, well, it doesn't matter. You want to break it down at 65, but you want to put the pressure regulator should be at your level of your home, not at the level of the street. That's why he's doing it the way he is. Is that right?
Most cities, their standard is to put the regulator at the house. That's just the standard. And that's exactly right. That's why we want to have it at the house. The homeowner then can maintain it. Sometimes you can adjust those regulators, depending on the one that we give you. There's adjustments on them. If it's too high a pressure, you can throttle it down. So having you maintain the regulator is just the best option all around.
Yes, sir.
I have a question about second lots. I have a second lot as well. And we're paying the fee for the water, and I understand all that. But when they do this new project, are we going to get a meter on that lot as well? Because it's two separate things. And if so...
Is this an empty lot?
The combined lot.
It's an empty lot, yeah. And we'll have access to
the box now.
Yeah.
Turn that on and use it.
So it might mean more as a rate.
Let me do some research on that.
Okay.
That question hasn't come up before.
What was the question, please?
Will we meter empty lots?
No.
No.
Part of me says that wouldn't serve us any purpose.
No.
But perhaps there's something we're not thinking about.
Yeah, well, it would serve a purpose for those of us, say, if we had something we wanted to irrigate, we could.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's, let me do some homework on that.
No, there's more to it.
I skipped somebody over here. Were you just waving?
I'm on
2:30.
Are you going to put in a lateral to the empty lots?
We put laterals on empty lots.
More than that,
Dave.
Hmm?
We put laterals on empty lots.
Laterals. The empty lots already have a water box. If you don't have a combined lot, you have a bare lot and you have a house.
Use
the microphone. Oh. All right. If you have more than one lot. You have a bare lot. You have a house, one with a house on it. If it's not combined, that bare lot is going to be upgraded. But it will not have a meter put in.
New box only.
It'll be a new box, a new valve, because our old valves in those boxes are old. We want to come in and put new stuff in there.
So they won't.
No, I know.
There'll be a lateral on a box.
There'll be a lateral on a box. That will shut off valve.
For, yeah.
No meter.
Okay, just no meter on the box. But
that's correct.
Yes.
So
most of them are double services.
Right.
Yeah, most of them are double services. Right. But it depends on where your lot is. Some people have a lot next to their house. Some people own a lot, bare lot, that's way somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. But because all our mains now are behind the property.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Right.
So can we just confirm, so the homeowner's responsibility is lateral for their cost, and then is it also paying for a meter? Is that what it is? Lateral plus meter?
The meter comes out of the loan. Everybody's paying for meters. Everybody's going to be metered. So those meters, that cost comes out of the loan. So you will be paying, but indirectly. Indirectly, right?
Does the county require a permit to do extensive trenching for those that have to move from the back to the front?
No, you don't need a permit.
No permit?
No. We've checked with the county on this. They don't have to inspect our work. We have our own inspector.
I'm talking about our own work, the lateral work.
Yeah, no permit.
No permit is required.
Even if they have to go through a driveway or something like that?
Yeah, I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
That's not really a question.
I'll meet you halfway.
Yeah. The homeowner is doing his lateral service to the house. Can we take the shortest route possible, or do we need to go to the back of the house where the existing...
Where we can get the connection?
You could take, it would normally be from your, if you have a water service in the back, and a new ones that go into the front, the best way to go is from your shut-off valve at the house to the new box, not from the old box to the new. In some cases, it might work better, but in most cases.
I understand that, but in our case, the shut-off is at the back of the house. But the new meter is going to go to the front. So can we put a shut-off?
Anything
he wants to do.
Yes, you can.
But it's not the
lowest
point. Is there going to be anything sent out to the homeowners?
It matters for draining. They could still put drain on it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole question. I'm sorry.
Is there anything going to be sent out to the homeowners for the things that they have
yes.
to do?
Yes.
Because there's so much information going around this room.
Well, you know, unfortunately, the one downside of what we're doing is it's almost too much. Yeah. You know, if when you leave here today and you're discussing about what occurred here, one thing I'd ask you to do, if you have a question, call the water company. Okay, and if we haven't got the answer, we'll find it for you. And there are experts here today, and some of them are willing to stay on for a while. This is a prime opportunity to ask.
I agree.
And I wouldn't hesitate to do so. I will say that we routinely send out notices to houses, and I'm sure you'd be appalled, and I'd exclude everyone here. Not everybody reads things. So we're trying to be inventive. Where it doesn't look like a jury notice, which people, you know, or it's DMV asking a question or something like that. So give us a call. Give us a call.
Will the website have a progress report on the project?
The website, if you go to Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company.com, the website pops up and there's not a square, but a rectangle in red, and you click on that, and it gives you about four options to go through to see what's going on. And that's updated on a regular basis. And if you search that and you don't find out what you're looking for, 795-7025. We're the only water company in town. Yes, sir.
Just for information, I have know some people that work for the state, and I want to tell you a lot of this might change. There's a couple bills up for the house
yep.
to change the base, the tiers, and everything. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to stay in touch with your legislators too in the state.
There's also some talk about compelling every county to have a water board.
Right.
And to have administrative and enforcement oversight on water. The state is trying to account for every drop of water that comes up. Yes, sir.
Last question.
Scheduling-wise, you may have said, and I maybe didn't dial into it, but the conversation went on. I'm starting to ask a question here. Is the project's being completed in phases, correct?
Correct.
And so, but we won't know what the residents will get if there is a surplus
what that is until the whole project is done.
Absolutely.
But we have 6 months, and this may be immaterial, but we have 6 months from the time you give us a notice that your meter's in, you're ready to go. If you're one of the early ones in that phase, and that project takes longer than 6 months, and you got to get connected, but you don't know how much you're going to get paid till the end, and the question comes, do I do it myself and do my own trenching, or do I go hire a contractor to do it, you know, money-wise? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. If you want to do it yourself, please do so. If you want to use a contractor, I would encourage that. But nothing will occur in any kind of a rebate until everyone is metered up and the project is complete.
Yeah, okay. Understood, but I think you missed, or I didn't explain clearly what I was trying to get at. If I'm required to put, is it a requirement that within 6 months, that I need to get my lateral in, right?
Yes.
No, the lateral's already there. You want to get from the meter to the house.
So, within that 6 months, if I'm one of the early people, but the project goes on for another 8 months.
Okay.
And you won't know until 8 months how much money is going to be able to divvied up to every person, right?
Correct.
So, I don't know if I'm going to get $1,000 or if I'm going to get $5. And for $1,000, maybe I go do my own trenching I'm going to get $5 for my own work, but if I'm going to get $1,000, heck, I'm going to go hire a contractor and I don't have to deal with it. So I'm not going to know that, but I'm required to get that work done.
I'm not a plumber. For something like that, I have the plumber do the work. Something goes wrong with it, it's on the plumber. I realize it's not your question. Your question is, how much do I spend my money or hire a contractor while I'm waiting for the conclusion of the program? Yeah, that's up to you.
Bob.
I would recommend get some bids from licensed contractors, see how much it's going to cost. Then you can weigh that cost against, if you think you could do it yourself, you know?
So where we were, $15 a foot was a ballpark, am I correct? That was just what you guys kind of understood?
It's a market. You get bids and you can assess that. You know, I mean, we're saying 15, we base that on an average 100 feet. So if yours is longer than that, it might be higher. The $15 a foot depends on the contractor. He may see an opportunity to do several of these and say, wow, I can make more money if I'm lower. Because I could do five or six of these, where the high guy is going to, you know, he's only going to get two of them. So there's a competition out there. There's, you know, a way to do it that way. And also, if you're good enough, I mean, it's not rocket science putting this stuff in.
I guess my question is there any way to extend the requirement period so that we can understand how much we're going to have
6 months?
We can't. I don't think we could go over 6 months. It's just...
And the scope of the project, is that 6 months in reality? Will the project be completed within that from the first meter going into the last one? Is that within 6 months?
No, wait a second. The six-month period is for the homeowner to make the hookup. Keep in mind it's a rolling 6 months. Okay.
No, I got that. I'm just saying, in the picture of the schedule, I understand the meeting. But from when the first meter goes in, how much longer do you think the project schedule to get the last meter in?
I don't know. About a year and a half. 18 months.
18 months or so.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
One last question.
You have to stand up and I'll give it to you.
When does the new billing start? At the end of the project? And this is billing for, you know, the tiers and the flat rate and all that. Does that start at the end of each zone or at the end of the whole project?
At the end of the project. It'll be
2021.
For sure.
2021.
And how far is that out? A couple of years. I'm afraid our time is up. They have to flip the room for the folks showing up for dinner. But thank you for coming.
I'm on unit 4, lot 5-7.
Hey, Dick, how you doing?
How
you been? How's it going?
Doing fine.
Doing great.
You're missing all the fun.
Well, I paid my dues. How the hell? I'm good. How are you?
Can you retire?
Of course.
You got to come back on the board again.
No more beds.
No more. No, none of that shit. I did a little campaign.
Been there, done that.
Quick question. Didn't want to bother anybody.
Where's John?
I have to run a new line.
How you doing? You all right? Health is good?
Yeah.
You did a great job.
I'm getting
hurt. Yep.
John, you always say nice.
Chief, it's such a pleasure.
Now I'm in front of your box.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are going to put a different box. Next to the two of us. Should I put up the scarf? Once you get the box there, should I go ahead and start at the box and then start going up to my house? Or should I do it the other way around? Because I'll still have my existing line, which is a cheap ship.
Oh, you want to take it?
I have to put in a whole new box.
And we should start from the house. I would,
I just wanted to say that.
If you're going to do it yourself?
Probably.
Okay, you find your, dig down and find your shut off. Where it comes in, start there.
My shut off.
So you're going to have copper underneath. If it's up to code, you'll have copper coming from the shut off underneath the foundation. So it's not sticking out.
Okay. Well, my shut off's in the house.
It's in the house, but it's
underneath. And then I'll have to follow that house.
You find the copper on the outside of your house. And you dig down and find it, and then you, that's where you start when you go towards the new box.
Is the meter down? Look that all up at the last minute because I have to keep the other parts hooked up.
Yes. Well, maybe not. You can do it. So what's going to happen? Here's the street.
The only thing is, I don't know where the other part of the line is. I don't know if I'm going to cut into it when I'm going. I'm trying to go there.
You could. Yeah, that could happen. Infrastructure. That could happen.
We're
well,
now,
if you need us to come out, I can have him come out and give you some advice. I can't get me, you know, I'll be liable if I tell you something that you're doing right. Call the water company and come out and take a look at it. Well, I mean, you know, we're not supposed to.
Yeah, my dad was the one that put it in, and that was back in the 60s.
Oh, it's got to be old black tubing.
It's that black tubing that breaks every 6 months. And you patch it, and then you break it again.
Yeah, this 795-7025. 7025. Okay, 795.
Is that...